Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Vitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Vitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Vitucci & Associates and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.
Pat Vitucci says, don't invest and forget. Invest and forget. Invest and forget.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor, Pat Vitucci of Vitucci & Associates. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management, with special emphasis on retirement planning.
While fears over instability in the banking sector have subsided, at least for the moment, could there be other risks hiding in plain sight that could potentially trigger more problems, such as ongoing weakness in the commercial real estate sector, a tightening money supply, and slowing global growth rates due to inflation? All this begs the question, how could your retirement savings and quality of retirement life be impacted? A conversation with our host, 30-plus year financial manager and best-selling author, Pat Vitucci. And Pat, this certainly raises a lot of questions. While perhaps not on a par with the banking issues of 2008-2009, nevertheless, it's starting to raise some levels of concern. But there are really some bigger potential factors at play here too, aren't there?
You know, as we study the leading and lagging indicators, it's always a mixed message. It's never picture perfectly clean. Here's the direction that the economy is going. So we look at patterns of behavior. We look at the data. We got to drill down and look at the fundamentals of the economy. You know, one of the things we looked at, 35% vacancy rate in commercial space in San Francisco. Well, that doesn't seem all that promising of an opportunity if you are a building owner looking to fill your building with potential clients. So there's still this remote from home work ethic is still out there. That pattern is still there, although it's declining. More and more companies are saying, no, get your butt back in your cubicle. We want to monitor you a lot more carefully. On the positive side, we've seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average the last couple of weeks do, frankly, quite well. We're probably only off about 8% from the all-time high a couple of years ago. So that speaks to stability, and earnings are coming in respectable. There'll be certain sectors of the economy that will flourish very, very nicely. So the big question, Craig, is will we have what we call a soft landing? Will these rate increases that Jerome Powell has been putting in just about every month, will it create the environment for a continued productive kind of economy without giant unemployment numbers, which is what they kind of focus on? If they raise rates high enough, unemployment will go up and the economy will slow, and that's kind of the antidote to inflation. And so will there be one more rate increase this year? Perhaps not. And then the question is, in the second half of the year, will the Federal Reserve consider a couple rate reductions? My feeling has been through the first 3 or 4 months of this year, I think the second half is going to be pretty darn productive. Now, out there looming is the Ukraine war. Will China attack Taiwan? Will Japan continue to strengthen? We saw Mr. Buffett making a big move in the Japanese market this past week. Will Japan finally come out of its 20-year doldrums? Remember, was it Theory Z, Craig, where we were all going to be taken over by Japan about 20 years ago, and they were buying up all the trophy properties in America, 17-mile drive and Rockefeller Center, and they were taking over Hawaii. Boy, the climate has changed pretty radically. And so is this the year that Japan will finally show some superlative numbers and start coming out of their, frankly, 20-year recession. So we're watching all these conflicting data points, Craig, and the bottom line is, where is the American consumer? And we know GDP, gross domestic product, is contributed 70% by consumers. So it's all about consumer confidence. So we're monitoring these actions. Home builders, again, are looking pretty darn strong. Real estate prices are mildly declining, but in some areas they're holding steady because inventory is so darn low. So again, it's always a potpourri of missing mixed directives on leading and lagging indicators, and we're tracking those carefully. And the fundamental patterns, Craig, are pretty illustrative of this kind of volatility. And I think as we go through the full second quarter, we'll get some clarity on this alleged soft landing on where the economy is going to be in the third and fourth quarter.
I know you often talk about the importance of having a strategy in place. I'm wondering, though, about the necessity to also have a strategy that's a bit nimble. In other words, that's capable of reacting to market conditions. You know, the big sort of debate right now amongst economists seem to be, okay, if we're heading toward a recession, is it going to be a deep but short recession, or will it be a shallow but long drawn out one? And what are the differences between the two when it comes to retirement planning strategy? And I suppose part of that, Pat, has got to do with one's timeline toward retirement.
Yeah, it's basically keeping your finger on the pulse of, we track about 50 leading and lagging indicators. And let me unabashedly give me a plug for my book, Don't Invest and Forget. I mean, it's a classic example of, you know, you got to pay attention. And if you just put those quarterly statements in the bottom drawer and don't do anything, because last year that collection of investments you have did really well, and this year we've got a whole different set of behavior that will translate into different sectors participating more fully. It's called sector rotation. Are you rotating out of something you bought last year into something that's going to be more productive this year? So again, the whole don't invest and forget philosophy simply says, pay attention, and if you're too busy or not interested, not passionate, maybe it's time to hire a financial advisor to pay attention on a regular basis to make those daily, weekly, monthly tweaks that we do in our active asset allocation program.
For listeners that have not touched their investment choices, they've not revisited their portfolio in perhaps years, and historically, they see the reports annually, feel like they're doing okay. Now, all of a sudden, the terms of engagement have shifted pretty significantly, not only because we're seeing lower returns on Wall Street, but also higher cost of living. If your portfolio had kind of an average 2% annual inflation rate baked in and you're close to retirement, you're probably okay. But then, of course, over the last couple of years, we've seen three times that amount, average of 6% annual inflation rate. Is it critical right now for listeners who have not touched their portfolio in months, maybe years, to revisit their choices to make sure that, in fact, they are engaged with the relationship to the current inflation rates?
Well, when we go through weeks like this in the last, frankly, the first quarter of 23, reevaluating what areas of the economy you are invested in is critically important. We call that sector rotation. What worked in 22 almost always never works the following year. And so evaluating what areas of the economy you are invested in is really important. And I think it's a perfect time to underscore the need to do some introspection on your portfolio design. Again, we're going to cover some of these items on our seminar. This one is titled Navigating the Economy and the Volatility of These Markets. Please come and join us on Thursday, April 27th. Doors open at 4:30. It's in Bon Vino in Walnut Creek. You can register at 1-888-PLAN-WISE or go online to Don't Invest and Forget and register there. Again, the title of this seminar is Navigating the Economy and the Volatility of the Markets. How do you react to these daily numbers and the patterns and the trends? Thursday, April 27th at Bon Vino in Walnut Creek. Doors open at 4:30. Seminar starts at 5 p.m. Look forward to seeing you there. Again, register 1-888-PLAN-WISE or go to our website, don'tinvestandforget.com, and register online.
This whole notion you just brought up, Craig, which I think is critical, what are you going to do in the second quarter and third quarter to capitalize on the direction of where this wacky first quarter has been, and where are we going in the second and third quarter? And we'll share our thoughts on where we think the market's going. Again, we're taking our best educated guess, so I'm not guaranteeing anything. But what we do need to do is not invest and forget. Go online to register, don'tinvestandforget.com. Thursday, April 27th, doors open at 4:30. It's in Bonvino in Walnut Creek. You can register at 1-888-PLAN-WISE or go online to Don't Invest and Forget and register there. Again, the title of this seminar is Navigating the Economy and the Volatility of the Markets. How do you react to these daily numbers and the patterns and the trends? Thursday, April 27th at Bonvino in Walnut Creek. Look forward to seeing you there. Again, register at 1-888-PLAN-WISE or go to our website, don'tinvestandforget.com, and register online. Look forward to seeing you there.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of Bay Area offices of Fitucci & Associates near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Fitucci & Associates. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Fitucci & Associates have no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fitucci & Associates, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.